I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Comments. I don't have any comments at this point.
Superintendent comments.
Sure. A couple of quick comments in regard to the budget. What we're looking at for this upcoming school year is a very large deficit coming from the state as a direct result of Medicaid. And that is unfortunately trickling down into the schools. That deficit that we're looking at is approximately $6 billion. With that said, the governor is looking at doing a couple of things that's radically different from what has happened in the past with school spending. The first being that he's looking at collapsing 10 of our expense-based aids into the foundation aid formula. Ultimately, what that ends up doing to school districts is not fully funding multiple different areas of the school budget that had previously been known to school districts as far as how much money we'd be getting. The governor's looking at high tax aid, special services, hardware, technology, transition services, software, library, textbooks, and supplemental public excess costs. Aids. At this point, those are all known entities to us on a year-to-year basis, and this change certainly could impact school districts moving forward. There are multiple different groups out there right now that are advocating against this, to include SAMES, NISCUS. Hopefully, as we continue to move through the budget season, we have the legislature come forward and help support the school districts with funding. We're getting close to kicking off our spring athletic practices. That's coming quickly. It's amazing that we're actually looking at March already. So we're looking forward to students having the opportunity to kick off the spring season for sports. And I would like to mention that this upcoming Friday at 5 o'clock, there will be a special Board of Education meeting here in the LGI for the purpose of discussing the employment of Mr. Keller here within the school district. Again, unfortunately, at this point in time, I can't share any further information because of the open investigation that I have previously discussed. But this Friday, 5 o'clock here in the LGI, we will have a Board of Education meeting to discuss those issues. That's all I have. I would recommend the board take action to approve the reports outlined by the treasurer.
We have first. Mr. LaChapelle, a second.
Second.
Mrs. Thornton, do you have any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action. Approval of board minutes from the January 27 meeting.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Mr. Barber?
Second.
I don't know where it came from. Mr. Brooks, I think. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Pilot resolution.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the pilot resolution, which is outlined in your agendas. We're looking at approximately $6,000 for the 2021 school year and approximately $2,000 extra dollars each year for 15 consecutive years.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second.
Second.
Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? appointments.
I would like to take the first appointment separately, if that's okay with the board.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve Mr. John Godfrey to the position of interim junior senior high school principal, effective today, at the compensation that is outlined in your packet.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Brooks, second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say thank you very much. Glad to be here. It was a busy day today. I got to meet all the teachers, got in the classrooms, and to meet, I think, all the students. So I'm looking forward to working with them and helping them out. So thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Yes.
Thank you. John's a very approachable character, and I'm sure he's going to do an outstanding job. He and Ethan had an opportunity to work together a couple of days last week, get to know one another, and they've already come up with some interesting things that we can do here at the junior senior high school to help build not only morale but recognize students at junior senior high. So welcome aboard, and
thank you.
And a big thanks goes out to Ethan for all of his support as we've gone through this transition. Ethan has really stepped up and done an outstanding job for us, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
I would also like to recommend Mr. John Ock, who's sitting out in the audience today, to the position of cook manager, effective ASAP, as quickly as he can get here. So we are looking forward to having John join us here at the school district.
We have a motion to approve Mr. John Ock as appointment.
So moved. Yeah.
Mr. Dudley, second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Welcome, Mr. Ock.
I'd also like to recommend Sherry Cummings, the position of half-year mentor, to Lexi Parker. She'll be working with Lexi for the remainder of the 2021 school year at the WTA contract rate. Lexi Parker is a kindergarten teacher.
We have a motion to approve that.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, I think, and second.
Second.
Mr. Brooks, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
I'd also like to recommend that the board take action to approve the following coaches for spring 2020. Mr. Hunt, assistant varsity baseball. Ray Lyman, JV baseball. Jared Eggleston, JV baseball, and volunteer unpaid assistant. Mr. Chris Fowler, assistant varsity track. Taylor Cook, modified baseball. Topher Montville, modified track. And Kevin Gibo, modified tennis.
Do we have a motion for those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Baker, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, we also have here a recommendation to provide our high school vice principal with an additional stipend for the additional work that he has endured over the past several weeks. We greatly appreciate his help, time, and support moving forward.
Do we have a motion to approve that stipend? Mr. Brooks, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Building use requests.
It's always great to see these building use requests because it means we've got folks here in our community that are using our facilities. Vermont Outlaws AAU basketball team is requesting to utilize the elementary school gym 2 days a week on the following series of dates from 4 until 9 p.m. During April and May for practices. Jared Eggleston will be the coach. And Cheryl Petorti is requesting to use the junior senior high school auditorium, home ec room, cafeteria, and library for the Distinguished Young Woman program. So that's always a great event, and certainly look forward to that.
Do we have a motion to approve those building use requests? Mr. Dudley, do you have a second? Mr. Brooks, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items of information.
We do have some folks whose terms will be ending on the board this year. Petitions for nomination of candidates for members for the board will be available in District Clerk's office beginning on February 25th. Additionally, I know Kim has brought some with her,
yes.
So if anybody here would like to pick one up, we have them available as well.
Thank you.
Yep.
Public comments, visitors' comments. Visitors may make comments on present agenda items only. Can you make a comment? Okay. At this point, we will be moving to. Oh, I'm sorry.
Could you?
I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was waiting. Could you explain what the pilot resolution is? Maybe I should know it.
Sure. It's a payment in lieu of taxes. It's when an organization applies to the town, county, school for relief from taxes for a project that is being built. In this case, this is a solar farm.
Okay.
That has made this request, and what ends up occurring is the taxes are diminished, and that fee structure is set up by the cooperating municipalities.
Sure. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi. My name is Jennifer Dunston.
Hi.
And I am here to represent the softball, varsity softball girls coach, or not coach, but the team and parents. We have a few concerns, and I have a couple of letters that I would like to share with the board. And I just kind of would like you guys to have an overview of what's going on with the sports or with softball.
Have you spoken with administration at the high school yet?
We have talked to Keith Redman.
You haven't spoken with administration, though, just Mr. Redmond?
Right.
And you haven't been in to see me yet, either?
Okay.
Okay, so really there's a process that needs to be followed.
Okay.
First, you need to get in, meet with either John or Ethan.
Okay.
And if you're not pleased with the outcome, you have the opportunity to come to me, at which point
okay.
Certainly we can have you discuss your concerns with the Board of Education.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
But certainly, I'm still happy to grab your letters. We can share them with the high school principal, vice principal, and they'll be passed along to me and then to the Board of Education
awesome.
In the event that there's an issue. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Any other comments? So we will be adjourning to executive session. We don't expect to take any action after.
Yep.
Okay. So I do need a motion to adjourn to executive session.
For this reason.
Motion to adjourn to executive session for the purpose of medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.